the rest of the story. There had been an investigation. The trail of dead bodies had led to a likely murder suspect. Baker received orders from headquarters, take three policemen, go to the brownstone at the corner of Park Avenue and 67th, and bring Mallon back, alive. Inspector Baker told the policeman that the suspect would probably resist arrest to prepare accordingly. The prediction was precise. Mallon was waiting for them. When the authorities entered the premises, the culprit, armed with a long kitchen fork, lunged at the inspector, barely missing, then fled. More than that, vanished. For 3 hours, the inspector and police assistants searched the house, searched the properties adjoining. There were footprints in the snow. There was a chair beside the backyard fence, but no other clues. The search was in vain. Inspector Baker called headquarters. The furious response was, "Don't bother coming back at all," without Mallon. So for 2 more hours, authorities combed the area. Finally, behind a false panel, under a high outside stairway, the suspect was discovered. An incredible, swearing, slugging struggle ensued, but eventually the bruised and battered inspector and the policeman managed to subdue their quarry. Mallon was in custody at last. But this is the rest of the story. Inspector Baker, Inspector Sarah Josephine Baker, was in the first decade of this century a medical inspector for the New York City Department of Health. And the greatest challenge of Dr. Baker's entire career was the case of which you have just learned, the Mallon case, the Mary Mallon case. When Sarah Baker brought her back alive, she, Mary Mallon, was a fastidious, self-respecting, middle-aged Irish immigrant who had worked in various Manhattan households as a cook. Posterity would remember her only as the unwitting and impervious transmitter of a deadly disease, as her enduring nickname suggests, for she was the original Typhoid Mary. When the health department finally deduced it was she who was responsible for the growing epidemic, Sarah Baker was dispatched, told only to interview her and to retrieve blood and urine samples. But when Mary refused, Sarah took 3 policemen to the house where Mary worked. You just heard about that time. And even then, if Mary Mallon had only given authorities the specimens they requested, she would not have been forcibly apprehended and taken to the hospital for those same tests. But history relates that once hospitalized, Mary Mallon was found to have typhoid, and while apparently immune to the ill effects of the disease herself, was capable as a food handler of infecting others. Refusing to take any other kind of work, Mary was held in custody at Riverside Hospital until her death in 1938. Yet Sarah Baker, who went on to distinguish herself otherwise in the fields of medicine and journalism and politics, Sarah would be haunted forever after by a detail of her investigation of which the public was utterly unaware. For Inspector Sarah Baker had required only blood and urine samples to confirm the suspicions of the health department, and in the hospital, Typhoid Mary Mallon's blood and urine tested free of typhoid. So it was another test that had not been required which led to the diagnosis. So what I'm saying is that if only she had cooperated with Sarah in the first place, Typhoid Mary would probably have remained free and infected thousands, and maybe millions. And now you know the rest of the story.